Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
And we're back live. The Tom and Tim Show coming to you live from not so sunny Bernal Heights.
Yeah, and you know, I got to do a little grandfather bragging. My middle granddaughter, we call her Chuli or the Chooch. Her team won the championship, her baseball team, the Seals, and they unanimously voted her MVP.
Her and Steph Curry.
Her and Steph Curry.
Are the unanimous MVPs from San Francisco. Congratulations.
I am telling you, and I wish Steph would stop calling me. You know, I'm married now. It's just not going to work. Well, what apparently has worked, at least, and I think this was a group effort, you know, Mr. Scherer did in fact resign.
And he, you know, the mayor asked him to resign. He did step down, and you know, it was time for that to happen. It should have happened earlier. And it's really sad. It's tragic that it took the shooting of an unarmed 27-year-old African-American woman in the Bayview to make it happen.
We had to know that it was over as soon as we heard that report. And, you know, I understand that Greg Scherer is personable. I understand. And, you know, but you cannot have 5 killings in a short period of time and then say, you know what, I'm working on reform.
Right.
Someone has
to be accountable.
You don't get a pass, you know.
Yeah, someone has to be accountable for how the department operates.
I think 2 things that I agree with from different quarters. One, more of a left perspective, is that, you know, actually it's Quentin Mekki, if you know Quentin, he's working on the death penalty, repealing it, this is the tip of the iceberg, and you know, no great changes.
Oh yeah,
and even without Greg Scherer, so, and that's important to keep.
There's a lot more work to do.
And then, of all people, Nevius said basically that the rank and file, you know, turned against Scherer, and that's absolutely fucking right.
It's absolutely true. And, you know, I'm thinking about, so what do we want in a new police chief? Well, first of all, I personally think...
I want a new mayor, but I guess we can't go.
Me too. But I personally think the next police chief should be outside of the city, should be somebody from not within the ranks.
Well, you know, that Richmond, the guy from Richmond, well, I should get his name and information.
Yeah.
He's gay. He went to Arizona.
And he's, you know, he did a good job in Richmond. And well, we need to look for somebody like that. We need to look outside. We need to try to find somebody with a very different perspective, who's going to shake up the old boy culture in the police department.
Well, you know, good luck. I mean, it really does require a purge. And, you know, there's all other issues dancing around. You know, the LGBT cops had a treasurer who, like, absconded.
Embezzled the money.
And so then the guy, you know, who used to work the Castro was his superior, and has been accused of hiding that fact. And so he, you know, a lot of cops, when this happens, they resign because then they're not liable in the
That's
same
right.
kind of way. Yeah. And in the meantime, this 29-year-old woman is dead.
Right.
And see, that,
and it's just,
yes.
I mean, that the new, the acting police chief and the new police chief we bring in has to be able to discipline officers who do this kind of stuff. I mean, the mayor says, when I ask about this, the mayor says, oh, the district attorney's investigating. Well, that's fine, but the district attorney's investigating whether it's a crime. Yeah. It doesn't have to be a crime to say this was improper conduct and you're fired.
Right, and you know, those supervisors and you, you know, Scherer's been done a disservice. You know, go talk to the families of these people.
Scott Wiener still says he thinks Scherer should be on the job.
I know. Log Cabin, here we are. He got heckled today. You know, happy birthday, Harvey Milk.
Happy birthday, Harvey Milk.
87. Lots of memory. I saw Harry Britt today. You know, I think between us, like, we're 150 years old. And then we were interviewed, video logged, at the event at the Castro. One of the things I mentioned is it is frustrating for people like Wiener to like appropriate the Milk legacy, but then divorce themselves from the trajectory that he was on, particularly around social justice. And I know that Harvey Milk would have been pissed off. I know that he would have been and amused and somewhat cynical, you know, about this. Because, you know, because of him, people are free to be an asshole, you know. So, I mean, what can we do? Well, we can push back for sure. Other things that are happening besides Harvey's birthday?
Well,
Bernie and Hillary are setting San Francisco on fire. Well, Bernie is.
Bernie is. He's been all over. He came to the rally to support local two.
That was a big surprise.
It was a big surprise. Well, it was the worst kept secret in San Francisco. No one was supposed to know because the Secret Service was freaked out. They didn't want like a huge mob there.
Yeah.
So only the union leaders were supposed to know. But of course, it was out on Instagram and it was out on Twitter, and huge numbers of people showed up. And he came
Very
and he made a great speech.
Yeah.
He made a really supporting. And let's not forget that this is not just Bernie campaigning. He was there to support the hotel workers who are boycotting Le Méridien and the Hyatt Fisherman's Wharf because they won't give them a contract.
And then he also talked about the homeless, which is about, and it's the first time that I've heard either candidate talk about the homeless. But I find that encouraging because if it's not recognized federally, and that is still a one hot mess. There was some wavering on the board, and so therefore they delayed this vote.
On the navigation centers.
On the navigation centers, you know, which is a absolute great policy. And then the mayor is doing like all these there's so much money in the mayor's office, and all of a sudden he comes, oh well, here's $6 million, I'm going to set up this thing called the Fixer, and you're going to be able to call her around infrastructure issues, and you know, which I think, by the way, is probably a pallid reaction to our proposal for
the
public advocate.
Absolutely.
And you know, that is gaining steam. It has its rather airheaded opposition. If you read the Examiner, I mean, I don't know what the guy was smoking, but so we did do a op-ed that, you know, try to dismantle some of the myths that they're putting out there. But it is true. What are they trying to hide? Why are they against good government?
And it's only
because somebody they don't like might win.
Who knows who's going to win? I'm sure Scott Wiener thinks he'd be a great public advocate.
Yeah,
you know,
for Kosovo.
But you know, and the thing is, I'm hearing, oh, it's more expensive government. Well, guess what? It's only a few million dollars. And guess what? The mayor just found out of nowhere
$6 million.
Found $17 million to give to the police department.
Yeah, yeah.
For alleged reform. Well, we had $17 million to give to the police department. You know,
isn't that convenient?
Yeah. But we don't have the money to have an independent oversight agency to help the public.
He tries to put out a fire by pissing on it, and it don't, not only doesn't it work, it makes it stink. You know, there's no real, not compassion, of course, but there's no real commitment. This is all cosmetic, and you people can say, well, all right, it's not as bad as it used to be, but there's still the systemic issues that are happening. Are people going to stop being shot by our police?
Well, it is as bad.
I mean, in the next 5 months or not?
It's been since going back to Frank Jordan, since we had such a police crackdown on the homeless.
Yeah.
I mean, even under Newsom, with all of his problems, he didn't send people out to like rip up people's tents with knives. He didn't send the cops out to tear up people's tents. You know.
Well, he probably would have got there, but I know. By the way, speaking of Newsom, he does have a challenger now, John Chang.
Yep.
So, and I suppose there'll be a few more lining up, which is good, because he doesn't deserve to have this handed to him.
No, he shouldn't be able. There should be a real race for governor.
Yeah.
And since the Republicans aren't going anywhere, there should be a real Democratic race. We should have a few choices.
And I tell the homeless advocates, you know, whoever governor, you know, Jerry Brown, that has never even said the word homeless, I believe. Newsom, if he wins, he's the guy from Cash Not Care. That's his... care not cash. That's his solution. Yeah, well, we're in deep shit.
And meanwhile, the governor is just doing something truly awful.
Oh, tell me about
that. He is pushing legislation that would undermine the ability of cities like San Francisco to have reasonable, affordable housing requirements. Basically, what his bill would do is it would say, if you have 10% affordable housing, which is nothing, you get to build housing without any local review at all.
Yeah.
So basically he would override every local planning commission, every local zoning board, every local board of appeals, every county board of supervisors, every city council, and just allow the developers to go roughshod wherever they wanted.
This is what he did when he was mayor of Oakland. It's the same. I don't know. You know, I think he feels it's his duty. And then remember wherever I was out of state, and they asked me about Willie Brown, and they said something about, you know, Willie Brown said a mayor's legacy is brick and mortar.
Is what he built.
Yes, and that's exactly what Jerry Brown is thinking of, you know. That's it. There's no social justice program.
There's no social justice.
There's no infrastructure.
The displacement that this would bring to San Francisco, dropping in huge numbers of high-end housing without any affordable housing to speak of.
It's all about my legacy, and you know, and how big is my and that's, you know, they're
is
very
that what he, yeah.
Well, penis implants, you know.
This is his legacy. More displacement, more gentrification, more homeless people in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Good for you, Jerry. That's going to be your legacy.
Yeah, Jerry's never been good on this stuff. And, you know, hopefully with the new speaker, you know, there'll be some pushback here. And
well, I don't know. I haven't heard from David Chu on where he's going to be on this bill. We really need to push on it.
He's busy riding his bike somewhere. I don't know where he is. Yeah, I know. Look at Sacramento in terms of San Francisco, and you know, I haven't seen much progress. I haven't seen any marquee issues. Mostly, I've just seen replication.
Let's see if our
things that pimping things that are kind of foregone already. You know.
Well, let's see if our representatives, Senator Leno and representatives or assembly members Ting and Chu, can block this thing, because that's what should happen. This thing should be blocked in the state legislature, and Jerry should be told no. Cities and counties want to be able to have real affordable housing.
I would hope so. And, you know, but I hope they're not too occupied, working for the Wiener campaign, which is something else I'm going to talk about, who endorses who in the city and how they get away with it. I think there's a lot of masquerading going on. But if you tune in, you will hear more.
You will hear more on the Tom and Tim Show next week when we will be back.